Hike today is, come on to Nui, come on to a valley. It's going to be my hike in 2 weeks, so we're going to do a really good job.
Mike Algers is the coordinator for today's hike with the Hawaiian Trail and Mountain Club. Most hike coordinators are trail veterans.
So if it starts to rain heavy today, turn around and head out, because flash flood is always a possibility in this valley.
As hike coordinator, Algers is tasked with collecting liability waivers, giving the pre-hike safety briefing, and enforcing the club's rules on the trail.
So it's hard to be in 100% compliance, but we really try incredibly hard because we realize our access depends on this.
Barbara Bruno is spokeswoman for the club. The Hawaiian Trail and Mountain Club hikes every week, mostly on Oahu, with two-thirds of those hikes open to the public. The club's rules and rapport with landowners allow them access to trails not even the bloggers know about, and they want to keep it that way.
These hikes are sensitive for one reason or another. It could be because of landowner access, or it could be they're just very pristine. And those hikes, they're on a do not post list, and the coordinators of those hikes make the announcement at the beginning of every hike.
Social media stipulations have also found their way into formal agreements like right-of-entry permits the club secures with private landowners.
Even though we have permission through an ROE, if we put something up there that's easily recognizable, then hikers might, who don't have permission, might hike that land.
We've always prided our relationships with landowners. We try to follow all their rules, get all the paperwork done. Like I said, sometimes we restrict the numbers, sometimes the members only.
Renowned Hawaii trail rider and club member Stuart Ball has coordinated access with landowners for decades.
You know, they were okay with a few people going across their land. They're still trespassing, but they're okay because it was just a few, you know, on the weekends, a couple. Now it's hordes of people, and they cannot ignore that.
We're losing access very quickly. State trails are being closed down, private trails, even landowners who genuinely want to support hikers.
It comes down to liability and safety, says Bruno.
We don't want to be closing down hiking trails because hiking trails like beaches naturally have some hazards associated with them. Instead, we want to instill a sense that we're all responsible for ourselves. Think before you hike. Just do a little research. It might take 5 minutes. And hike within your limits.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.